From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Hours after Russian and Syrian officials confirmed a ceasefire had been extended to Aleppo, opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian or Russian, carried out a deadly airstrike on a refugee camp near the border with Turkey. At least 28 were killed and dozens wounded at the camp in northern Syria's Idlib province, including women and children, but activists warn the numbers will likely rise. President Barack Obama's spokesman, Josh Earnest, said of the refugees that these individuals are in the most desperate situation imaginable, and there is no justification for carrying out military action targeting them. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK party announced an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoglu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones has more.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoglu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoglu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our President. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
From Washington, this is VOA. The North Korean Workies' Party Congress is the biggest political convention held in North Korea in generations and is expected to bolster young leader Kim Jong-un's power and formalize his policy to push simultaneously for economic development and nuclear capability. After inviting hundreds of international journalists to cover the Congress, North Korea barred the media from entering the actual event. BBC's Seoul correspondent Steve Evans said relations between the journalists and their government handlers have at times been tense, and they were often restricted as to what they could see and who they could talk to. The Washington Post Tokyo bureau chief Anna Fifield was able to broadcast live over the internet using the Periscope app outside the venue where the event is taking place, but she was not allowed inside. VOA, which broadcasts news into North Korea over medium and shortwave radio transmissions, was not invited. Vote counting is underway in London, where Britain's capital could be getting its first Muslim mayor. The Labour Party's Sadiq Khan, a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants, appears headed for victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. Meantime, the outgoing mayor, popular conservative Boris Johnson, is seen as a likely contender for prime minister. 2 weeks after his death, new information has come to light on the secret philanthropy of American pop star Prince. A humanitarian organization tells VOA that Prince privately sent thousands of dollars to support Parsa, a Kabul-based NGO, rebuild a training center for orphans. Marnie Gustafson is the executive director.
Gave him his heart. It's a part of his life he didn't tell people about. He didn't want a lot of acknowledgement. But it's something, it actually is a small amount of money relative to how much programs cost. But what he did is he gave it to us because my staff said this would make a difference.
Parsa says the program aims to empower Afghan children and steer them away from extremist groups. Donald Trump's status as the U.S. Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee has not translated into support from the party's leadership. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican office holder, said on Thursday that he's not ready to support Trump as the nominee. Meantime, Trump said he's not ready to back Speaker Ryan's agenda, but is not ruling out a partnership in the future. Trump has not won favor with many high-profile Republicans, including former Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, both of whom are skipping the national convention. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.